We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. willpledge.org. Now here's your program.
You're listening to the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Jeff Bossert. When University of Illinois musicology professor Nicholas Temperley came to campus in 1959, he'd grown accustomed to the tradition of carol singers in his native England and wanted to spread the same cheer in Champaign-Urbana. 50 years later, members of Temperley's family and some of their friends are still bringing their tradition to homes in the area, and Temperley has come out with a new book of carols, which includes some of his own compositions to coincide with the anniversary of their caroling group. I spoke with Professor Emeritus Nicholas Temperley and his wife, former U of I English and Linguistics Professor Mary Slater Temperley, on 50 years of the Temperley Singers.
I come from a place called Beaconsfield in England, and when I was a teenager, there was a woman there who started one of these carol groups, but instead of just standing on people's doorsteps and ringing the bell and singing Good King Wenceslas, it was a good deal more serious, and we rehearsed, and then we arranged parties in people's houses and went to sing, five or six places each night, and tried to raise the standard and tried to find interesting music to do. And when I came to this country in 1959 as a postdoctoral fellow after I'd finished at Cambridge, I thought it would be nice to start this sort of thing here, and nobody seemed to know about this type of carol singing. But very shortly after I came here, I met Mary Slater, who was a faculty member in English and Linguistics, and we met at President Henry's reception in the ballroom at the Union. And very soon I started talking about music, and I found she was interested in singing, and so that was the nucleus of the carol group, but also it led to our engagement and our marriage a year later. And so from then onwards, not every year, but almost every year since then, in Urbana and Champaign, we have gone to people's houses and the thing became known. Some people introduced us to others, and it's become a kind of regular institution every Christmas.
Can we go back and talk about your groups in England? Was there some sort of mentor or someone that inspired you to do that there, not only caroling, but a very professional style of caroling with rehearsals and before you would go out and sing in the community?
Yes, there was a man called Richard Fairbairn who died only a few years ago. He was quite a bit older than me. He was the one who got it going. But I wouldn't say it has ever been professional. It's a good quality, I hope, but definitely amateur. And we don't get much chance to rehearse because people are very busy. Before Christmas, we often have to do with 1-2 hour rehearsal with an awful lot of carols to try out. But as there are nearly always people who've sung them before, they only have to be reminded each year, and we just do the difficult bits and then we plunge into the actual carol singing. We draw up a different program for each place according to what we think people will like. Sometimes people make requests and so on. But we kept it as a local kind of private thing. We rather like the idea of having a thing that other people elsewhere didn't get. But finally, when we got to the 50th anniversary, which it is this year, I thought it was time we went public. So I've actually published a collection of the best of these carols as they turned out over the years. There was a kind of selection process. So some didn't come off so well, and people got very keen about others. And So I finally published this book called Christmas is Coming, which has the final selection of 37 carols.
Mary, let's talk about the two of you meeting. Was there an immediate attraction, and what role did music play into that?
Well, they were certainly related. Well, we met, as Nicholas said, at the president's reception, and it turned out he was living with friends of mine, and we met several times, and on one of these occasions, he asked if I was interested in singing, and I was. And so he formed a little group. He proposed this kind of singing where we'd form a small group and practice. And actually, that fall, the fall of 1959, we practiced quite regularly, many times learning these before we started to perform them. And that's really how we got acquainted. He never really asked me for a date, but we met often at parties, and occasionally he'd drop by. We got acquainted that way, and obviously the carols were an early way of kind of getting acquainted and forming a bond. And music has always been one of our main interests, but fortunately he's also very much interested in language. So we've had those themes going on at the dinner table conversations all his time.
What were the mainstay carols that you brought with you that you thought that a caroling group should, you know, we have to be doing these if we go out and perform in homes? Or
some of the old favorites like God Rest You Merry Gentlemen. The first ones we did came out of the Oxford Book of Carols, which was published in 1928, and one of the first books to revive a lot of the old folk carols, and which people didn't know. So I took some of these and arranged them, and I had already composed several carols when I came here, and we still do some of those. Gradually we extended our reach to cover other countries. I found a Mexican carol, which we do, and we do two or three French ones, sometimes in the original language, sometimes translated. We do Stille Nacht, which is the German version of Silent Night. We do a couple of Polish ones I discovered recently. And then we have a few what you might call joke carols that aren't really carols, but they're connected with Christmas, like Dame Get Up and Bake Your Pies. Christmas is Coming and the Geese Are Getting Fat. Actually, that's the name I chose for the book, but that's what you might call a real joke carol.
Christmas is coming and the geese are getting fat. Please put a penny in the old man's hat.
Christmas is coming and the Christmas gifts are coming and the geese are getting fat.
Christmas is coming and the geese are getting fat. Please put a penny in the old man's hat. The geese are getting fat.
Do about 8 to 10 carols at each place. And we don't have any accompaniment, so particular problems about getting pianos and things. We have to have a corner in one of the rooms in the house where there's a good light. And very often people ask 30, 40, 50 people in who hear us, and many of them have heard us year after year. So they ask for old favorites, but we try to put in one or two unfamiliar ones as well.
So I suppose you get to the point where certain families contact you somehow as the holiday season comes around. Are you going to come by my house on a day?
Yes, some do. And I send out a postcard to places where we've been before and say, what day would you like us to come? And some people we really go every year. Other people, sometimes they want us, sometimes they don't. We also sing at retirement homes. Clark Lindsay has been a regular place for 20 years, probably. And we sometimes go to others as well. So and that's about it, really. We don't take part in religious services, although my carols have been used in church and perfectly suitable for that.
We also go around, we drive, you know, and we don't go trampling through the milk-white snow, but we have sometimes got rather lost driving out in the country to someone's house and gone very far afield, and our schedule tends to get a little askew when as the evening goes on.
You find yourself going, is it immediate Champaign-Urbana, or do you do some outlying towns and villages?
Well, we sometimes go to places that are sort of out in the country, brownfield woods, and not very far.
Well, we got as far as Phythian 1 year. But on the whole, we don't wish for a white Christmas because it often complicates our travels.
Yeah. Let's talk about the growth of the group. What's the average number of singers each
year?
Well,
we need five as a kind of minimum because many of them have five voice parts. But it goes anywhere from five to eight. After that, it gets a bit difficult to get around and to go into people's houses and find a place to sing. So between five and eight, and we have a number of regulars. All three of our kids have taken part, now grown, of course, and some of them come back for Christmas and in time to take part in the singing before. My daughter's going to be doing it this year.
So when did you start composing some of your own carols?
First one was 1951, so I was 19 years old then. And I did most of them in those early days when they got into our collection, and we just do them year after year. But I've done one or two more recently. Only about eight, I think eight of these 37 in the book are actual original compositions, but most of the others are my arrangements of old tunes. A few of them are not mine at all. There's one by Charles Ives that's not very well known, very beautiful one, Little Star of Bethlehem. Well, you asked what particular things I had in mind when I composed them. One of them is to make all the voice parts interesting, not just the sopranos who sing the tune most of the time. Altos often complain that they have a boring part to sing, so I tried, as I've got five or more friends, singing and all want to have something interesting to do, I tried to make all the voice parts interesting and melodious in themselves. And every now and then they have a little bit to themselves, and then somebody else comes in and so on. So it's not just a simple hymn-like arrangement usually.
Further goals for the group? I guess you'll always be looking for people that are very serious about, maybe I went overstep by saying professional, but people that are serious about rehearsing carols before you would perform them in a home and sounding good.
Oh, yes. And, of course, there are many good, well-trained singers around here, so it's not difficult to find them. As long as our health continues to be good, I think we'll go on doing this year after year, as long as we can, and then perhaps somebody else will take over.
Did you ever think you'd be doing it for 50 years when you started?
No, I didn't think about that. When you're young, you don't really think about old age, but we do seem to be enjoying doing it very much in our 70s. And in fact, Mary's been taking singing lessons now for the last, 15 years? Something like that. So we're still very keen.
That was U of I Professor Emeritus in Musicology Nicholas Temperley and wife Mary, former English professor on campus, discussing their Temperley Singers Caroling Group. They celebrate their 50th anniversary this season. More information can be found on our website at will.illinois.edu.